Hey guys, just a quick little update today. I'm so excited to introduce that I am doing a podcast rebranding. The idea popped into my head the same way it did with my whole DJ thing. So in lockdown, I was just sitting there one day and it just popped into my head like, hey, I need to be a DJ. I need to call myself Terminate. And then I just pursued it over the last few years. And same thing happened with the podcast. It started off being called Plant Powered. And now that I've called my app Plant Powered because it is focused on plant-based recipes. And I've been wanting to get back into regular podcast episodes, like weekly updates about all sorts of things. And I've really been wanting to get some guests on to talk about a whole range of different topics. And I want to expand beyond food. So food is important for our health. It's obviously my main passion and why I pursued holistic nutrition, and I talk about food nonstop, and it's always going to be there. And yes, it's still important, but I've learned so much recently about how our health is impacted by so many other things. So the actual thoughts in our body manifest as different health issues and affect different organs. During a health test one day, I got told, well, it was like an energetic thing. I got told if I don't learn to stand up for myself in my relationship, it could turn into thyroid issues in the future because our throat is related to our voice. Same as when I broke my toe last year. I had like five things on the go at once. I was doing coaching for an online brand. I was trying to do my business. I was trying to clean a health retreat. I was working at a cafe. I applied for a job at a gym. I was doing promo work as well on the side and trying to do podcasting and YouTube, Instagram, everything like that. And I broke my toe and I lost the job that I was trying to get. And I was told that your feet are for like walking and doing things. So by having like a foot injury, it's like a sign from the universe to slow down. So I've really been diving deep into that. And I've been doing a lot of trauma work over the last 2 months. And my energy levels dropped so low that I felt like I was going to pass out for a week and a half. My previous video was on that, like comparing traditional medicine to holistic health. The doctors had no answers. Blood tests showed up fine. No one had any answers. It's like I'm just making it up and I'm crazy. And then once I got, like, I just kept thinking about all this stuff I'd been through and working through the anger and just really, really diving deep into personal development. And then once I felt like I'd done, like not all the work, there's always more to do, but a decent chunk, yesterday I just felt so light and bouncy and my skin was glowing and my eyes were brighter. And I was just like, wow, I haven't felt like this in months. And my head is clear. I've got laser focus. I'm so calm after being angry and irritable and up and down emotions for so long. I was like, wow, this is it. Like, I've worked through all the stuff and now it's showing in my physical body as a result. So our health really does factor in many more things than food. And there's so much more that I want to talk about. So with the upcoming interviews, there's a few people I had in mind, and I love talking about business as well because you're literally going against the grain of what we're conditioned for, going through school, showing up to classes at a certain time of day, like following the rules, playing it safe. You're literally going against that. Your friends and family don't believe in you for years. You have unstable income for years. You're just working your butt off trying to like prove that yes, I can do it. You've got self-doubt, you've got imposter syndrome. And I really want to talk to a few people about different ways of living, like how they've grown their business, going from living an extremely busy life, which is what I used to do as well. I used to have 3 jobs straight out of school. I stayed up for 54 hours doing hospitality work when I was 17, moving to another country to the middle of the desert by myself. I literally did that. So going from a life like that to then creating a life that you actually want to live, that makes you question, what do I actually value? I actually value time freedom, or someone else will have obviously different purposes and things that drive them. And all of these things are just so interesting, and just other holistic practices like reducing our environmental toxins and things like that, and things that disrupt our hormones. But with the whole vegan thing, I've been going through this identity thing of becoming sure in who I am, my messaging, and my approach. I just started 8 weeks of business coaching, and after 2 weeks, I am so amped up for the rest of the year. I've got everything mapped out. But what she was saying to me is, like, because I follow a 90% approach, because I was thinking about who am I targeting, I always get this feeling like people who are vegan will I don't want them to get upset if I post something that's not vegan. Like the topic that came up was, I make a honey tea sometimes at night, once every few weeks if I've got a sore throat or something, or say if I've gotten back from a bush tour and my throat's or my glands are all swollen, or even just in colder weather, sometimes I'll just make a honey tea. But I was like, oh, well, I can't share that online because then the people who are vegan will be like, oh, well, why are you eating honey, blah, blah, blah. And it's like this constant battle in my head. And I really just need to be myself. And that is the whole approach that I take of like showing people who may not even be plant-based or vegan yet, hey, you can just adopt these things and just try your best and just give it a go and just have like a way more relaxed approach to it. So it's not like a all or nothing. If I make a mistake, then I'm not a vegan. Or like, yeah, when they're traveling, they might find it hard to stick to, or in social situations. So I really want to provide people with the tools to make the change and just make it seem like a not so stressful jump, I guess you could say. And yeah, I've really been thinking about just becoming sure of that, not feeling guilty for taking my approach, because that's what makes me different from everyone else. So the thought popped into my head, unleashed. Like unleashing your full potential, unleashing your higher self. I did a photo shoot with my partner in the room the other week because I wanted some more like cute little nice loungewear photos, or like ones that I could use for content for my business online. And I just had the thought, unleashed. I could see the cover image, boom. I just knew that was it. So I just went on Canva and I created the new cover photo and I updated the name. There are a couple more called the same thing, so I guess that's always bound to happen, but I just have to take my stance in my podcast and I just know that's the right name. Like I don't have to think of anything else. Same thing with DJing. I was like, my name is Terminate, like terminate you with the drop. So yeah, sometimes you just know. I really want to encourage you as well. If you have thoughts like that where you just know this is the thing, don't let it pass you by. Make it a reality. Go out and make it happen. How can you create it? Don't sleep on it. Like sometimes you just know. So unleashed. I'm so excited for what's to come with the podcast. I do record the video version and upload it to YouTube because some people want to just have a YouTube going in the background, or it's like more evergreen, like I get recommended videos from years ago as well. But if you'd prefer the audio, then it's always going to be here on the podcast. So don't forget to subscribe if you want to stay up to date and stay tuned for the future guests that I've got coming on. And just a quick little note, there's only 1 week left to sign up for my 7-day Beat the Bloat program. This is something that is so close to my heart because that's the whole reason I went plant-based. And it's just like, it doesn't mean that you have to eat a miserable diet. Like I was at the hairdresser yesterday and she was like, oh no. I was telling her about the program and she's like, oh God, you should see how pregnant I feel because I just ate some pasta. And literally you can just swap to chickpea pasta, buckwheat pasta, and you can make pasta salads with it, like add a little bit of mayonnaise and some pesto, add some spinach, add a source of protein. You can have chicken or mock chicken. I always want to tell people, like, give them the options and you can always make it fit your own desires and your own body and your own lifestyle kind of thing. So I just provide the framework. And I want to dive into all this stuff because so many people just live with pain every day and accept that it's normal and think that there's nothing they can do about it. But we can actually feel so much better than we think if you're suffering from something on a regular basis. So that is starting in only 1 week. So head to the description below. And if you're listening to this at a later date, to get on my email list, you can also download my free body recomp handbook. So that's all about building muscle and fat loss. It's just a free guide. So that will be linked below as well. And then you can stay up to date with future offers and programs that I put out because there's so much exciting stuff to come. So short and sweet one this time. Thank you so much for tuning in and stay tuned. Oh my God, I'm so excited to step into this new chapter.